But the Sheikh himself knew. I mean, a person always knows whether he knows or he doesn't. So in Melee, on the basis of what Mitzui and it's Shchut Mumchmei, we have to assume that inasmuch as he undertook the Sheikh, that he knew himself, that he knew the basic dinim of Shri. We call it Vrima. The Afinu Inot Al Kapole, Machshir Aguri. Mehaitayim. So he says that even if he never took Kapole, so the Agude would also be Machshir. Would also be Achshir Aguri. Val Kocha, when he gets not a Kapole, צורך להשריץ עם הרשב, הוא הסביר על הידעה לשנות אותה בורא, וכשנות אותה בורא פשיטה, תלוי דומה, דואשתי היא כחזוק כבירוב, חזוק כדי מקמין עליך חסקוסי, כעליון המתמורן, וכנימאס מדם כניסו את הרשבו, נראה ניסו לתוכחי כמוכנה, נראה למקווה או לסעתי שמי שפור מדומה, שאותו מלכר אופרל, והגיד היין שיצי החוס,
It's from the point of view of the very very things that is based upon flexibility. So without saying, there's only a little bit of Rachidah himself, but we don't pass that Rachidah. So he says the reason is why we don't pass that Rachidah, because the second topic in this particular thing is not the topic of talking. But the reason here, both faces are very good. So first of all, one topic is maybe only for that reason. And why we were thinking, we remember the debate in the street. Assuming that we forgot long time ago, so there is something that Yoko that always could have been
proper, even though we forgot a long time ago. So in that case, so even though we don't pass like half this day, so is, but we will also say that that is a good strategy. Gamashi in the Ryan Township, more happy than me. לאו ראי כלל מכל המתיים שמסעתי, וכל זה בו, ואיתי יש לחלק וכמה גם. All right, now,
I don't want to discuss that
now, because it's late, but I would ask you to go over a certain remark.
Now, to go over the Sibian, the Sibian Dushin, the fine text, yeah, on the out, the Machlechus between Rabbi and Shmuel, teacher of Yerk there, the teacher of Asma Dunya, the Arimbeza, Rabbi Ma'ezeza, the only small Hashem is Israel, and then the more meeting the Machlechus between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yosef. So when the question is whether the Machoni was even wise in the state of Primera or the state of Gori means not Primera. It might even be very good person, but not the degree of it. So whether you go for Hadok the Haskell or you don't go for Hadok the Haskell, up to the meeting. And then, so on Monday, we just discussed briefly, I mean, the real Machoni In this particular situation. Apparently there is a machlokes between the Tzad and the other postulant as to the significance of Chazaka Yashar. Because the Gemara talks all the time of Chazaka Yashar. Is that the beginning of Chazaka Yashar? So let's get to this of a Rabbi's work. So for some time, for a number of months, the Melamed taught the Balabai's son without being tested by the Balabai. And that was the time that we had to know. Now, the question is, did he know the Melamed when he started to teach the son? So the Mordechai asked him that if he tested now and turned out to be a Lamedi, the Melamed, so we presume that they say, half a year ago, when he started with the altar. So on the mail, he deduces from this that he has to see the secret. Now he doesn't know.
So he says, half a year ago, he didn't know it. So in other words, we see from this stars that the Tashit is, that there is such a thing as Chazok et Hashit. As a matter of fact, there are so many Gemores that emphasize the concept of Chazok de Mikor, Cheskas Pnuyo, Cheskas Yishishish, Cheskas Tome, the Chazok de Mikor, but Chazok de Hashte, there aren't so many Gemores that are expressive of the principle of Chazok de Hashte. But there is one Gemore, that's why I asked you to go over that Gemore in Gdush. I mean, it's the Gemore in Gdush. Two Gemoras in Dushin. One, the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, Kitcho Baderech, and the Kitcho Atzmo, Kitcho Vio. Fine test. Kitcho, I intend some dollar. Now, a naro so can be mikudesh saldi avio. A begres cannot be mikudesh saldi avio. Now, there are 6 months between narus and bagrus. So on the day when the 6 months expire, so then it's usual to acquire the simoni bagrus. So suppose Kitcho Avio Bederach. So first the father was Mikabu Kedushin. On the day when the 6 months expire. So, and then later, Kitcho Atzmo Bia, Vari Begres, Rav Omar. Now, so when was the father Mikabu Kedushin for her? In the morning. And then she herself was Mikabel Kedushin towards the evening. So, Vari Begres, Rav Omar Hari Begres Lefonein. So in other words, she doesn't require a get from the one who gave Kedushin to the father. Ushmuel Omar Hashino Kedushin Shnei. Amos. Ilim b'seich shisho b'honim rav Hari Begres Lefoneinu hashtu divoko. Elo l'achashish. והונה אם ישמואל חשים ודושי שניהם, ואומר שמואל אם בינאוס לבקוס אלו שיש חודשים לבד, so if it is already after 6 months, then obviously she already is a bakeress. So how could, why should we be chelishish for the kedushin that the father was mekabel? לא יצריך את הקודש והוא יהיה מדימשלים שישו. רב אומר הרי פריקס לפנינו, מי דהשת בגרס, מי צפרנה מבגרס. ושמואל אומר, השת לי זה סימוני. In the evening, how do we know that she brought Simone Bagras early in the morning? The early in the morning was that day when she was Ruyo to bring Simone Bagras. But how do we know? So Mimele, we have to be Cheshish from Dushishnei. We have to be Cheshish from Dushishnei. Now, so... So, all the Rishayim passed like Rav, because Hilchas Rav v'Yisurin. Hilchas Rav v'Yisurin. In other words, so that Gemara, that memory of Rav, might possibly be expressive of the principle of Chazok HaDashit. Because here Rav relies on the fact that she is bigger as a Fanein. And the question is in the morning. Now at night, she's a bakeress. And the question is, in the morning, when the father was mikabel dushin, was she already a bakeress or not? So Rav says that we do, even in regard to the Issa Reshishish, that she doesn't require a get from the one who gave dushin to the father. So, why? Because we say, since she's now a bakeress, and she was ruyo, to acquire Simone Bagras early in the morning. So mainly we rely on Chazok HaDashit, and we pass like Rav. So mainly that means there is such a thing as Chazok HaDashit. There is such a thing as Chazok HaDashit. Now that's it. So this is the mocker of the Taz. The Taz says, Bipshites, he says, Veit Rayev Mashikosov Amor the Hyperic Mishemes, Bim Lamechi his noble Abai Simili Nasese, Im Yidea Vilme, Vilno So Trilo, Damrinum Kim the Hashti Yoda, Mi Korenam Yoda, Vaslinum Bosa Hashti, Hochename Vinitin Didon, Kim Shachov Yoda, Mi Korenam Loyola. Now, why does the Taz have to resort to all these rayas? After all, he already mentioned the raya at the very beginning of the scene, because he analyzed that he mentioned the three terutzim in Teisus Zechon, and he analyzed that from the point of view of the three terutzim. So it seems that the Taz himself anticipated. I mean, he knew very well that you could rebut all these rayas that he mentioned. I mean the Shach rebuts it and the Bach rebuts it. So apparently the Taz himself understood that as far as these rayas are concerned, you can rebut them, as the Bach does, as the Shach does. Now, what does he say as far as the third teretz? Because the third teretz is based upon Svek Sveke, so that thesis only says Alibi the Rafiz himself, but not Alibi the Dam, because Alibi the Dam, we say, we don't pass like Rafiz in the case where he didn't have lots on us. So apparently we don't rely on this Svek Sveke. So what is the good Zakesef say? No, maybe even Alibi the Dam we rely on the Svek Sveke. But the reason is why over there, we don't pass like Rafiz there, because over there, if he didn't handle atomes, so then the second Sofik is not the Sofik Ashok. Mashiach can hear the second Sofik is the Sofik Ashok. We could rely on Sofik Ashok. And then as far as the timing of the Taz is in respect to the other two Mitzvahs of Teisa is concerned. So the Bach, the Chuvis Bach, the Shalosh Chuvis Bach, Simen Aleph, he rebuts these tainus of the Taz. So that's apparently the Taz himself was cognizant of these rebuttals. I mean, that's the correspondence in Chuv Aleph between the Bach and the Taz. So he was cognizant. So that's why he resorts to another eye from the Mordechai Perik Mishemes. So he assumes, the Taz assumes, that this Mordechai is based upon the premise that there is such a thing as Chazok Edahashti. There is such a thing as Chazok Edahashti. And the Rai is, Bimlamei Chihisto Balabai Simili Naseisei, Im Yedei Alilmei, Bilim Zou Tchilo, Da Amrinon Kim Dehashti Yoda, Mi Korename Yoda, Vaz Binom Bosar Hashti, Hochename Benidin Didon, Kim Shachshev Lo Yoda, Mi Korename Lo Yoda. So in other words, and upon, so in other words, so the Taz emphasizes the principle of Chazok Edahashti. Chazok Edahashti. Where is that Moker in the Gemara for Chazok Edahashti? So, there are two Gemores. One Gemore is Kicho Ovi Ovi Derech Mi Kicho Atzmo Vi Yir, and we pass like that. And the other Gemore is, in the moment is Machlekes between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Nosson, or Rabbonon and Rabbi Nosson. Because Rabbi Yaakov is the Shikha of the Rabbonon. So, Mi Meitzi Mi Yad Mi. So, in other words, the halacha is, if a shrivmera transfers only chosim to a certain doni, so, and then, while the shrivmera, who is not mishayer anything, and then he recovers, he recuperates completely, so then there is a nundene, that he only gave away all the chosim because he assumed that he will die. But since he recovered, so the matone is born. Matone is born. If he left out certain things, so then there is no such umdere. But if he didn't leave out anything, now every reasonable person knows that he has to provide for himself. Now, since he didn't even make any shiurim, any reservations for himself, any shiurim for himself, so that means that he only gave it away to the mikabel because he assumed that he will die, he will not recover. So maybe if he recovers, he can be chayzer. He be chayzer. Now, the question, that we only say, if he was a shrimra, if he was very sick, that he anticipated that, but at the time he made the matone, he made the transfer. But if he was a bori, if he wasn't a shrimra, so then he cannot be chayzer. Now, the shayla is, he's still alive, and he wants to be chayzer. So the question is, was he bori, or was he shrimra? If he was a bori, he cannot be chayzer. If he was a shrimra, he can be chayzer. So, mi meitzi mi yad mi. So, Rabbi Yaakov says, hu meitzi mi yodom biloy raye, veheim ei meitzim bi yodi biloy raye. Dibre Rabbi Yaakov. That's Rabbi. Rabbi Nosnei Meir. In bori hu all of the other raye. Shoy yo shrimra. If that at this time, so when he wants to be chayzer, he is a bori, so he cannot be chayzer. So he can be meitzi all the nechosim from him. So the mikabel matone, the doni, can be meitzi all the nechosim from him. What? So im bori ov raishe shrimra, vim shrimra hu aleyem lo v'ray shebori hoyo. So the Gemara said, neim rav di omar kerev nosen. Ushmuel Yoma Kirabiako, in other words, Rav holds that there is such a thing as Chazok Edahashti. So Ushmuel Yoma Kirabiako, Omaloch Rav, אנו דאמרי אפילק רב יעקב. עד כאן כמה רב יעקב עושום דיקל עם מהמד מומה על חסקוסי, אבל הוכם מיני מהמד גוב על חסקוסי. So in other words, so the Imam is saying that even the Rabbonof Remnos and Rabbi Yaakov can agree with the principle of Chazok and the Hashde, but the Rabbonof Remnos hold that Chazok and the Hashde is not so strong to prevail over Amitz and Chaveri or over Ayin. Chesmom is strong. Chesmom is strong. Now, so this is what he says. Wohin reihe Maschikos auf Amor der Chalperik in Schemes? Bim Lamed, sie hieß noch bei der Weiz, Imel in Asese, im Gidea Lilmi, wohl in Miso und Trilo, der Amrinom kim, der Haschte Yoda, mir kore Name Yoda, was Lino Poser Haschte, hoche Name benieben die Don, kim, sie achschab lo Yoda, mir kore Name lo Yoda, wehin lo ima Shan hoche, dann an Yadin und Schalko, ponim paar Machas Yoda, kishe Notel Kabol. Zay, so in other words, so what did he say? So he mentions the Mordechai's din. So keep the hash yoda mikonav yoda. So there is a din of chazok and the hash. So here too, there is a din of chazok and the hash. In other words, assuming that the rebuttals of the tainess of the terutzim of the Bach and of the Nikudis HaKesef are correct. So he has another reason as to why in this case, so we have to be matri all the kelim. It seems the sheikh is ignorant now, so we have to assume that he was ignorant half a year ago too. Because of Chazok and Hash. And this is the Mordechai says. Veilei ma'ashan hoche, tanya bidin shako polim pa'amachas, yoda kishenoto kabole. So in other words, so here we cannot apply this principle of Chazok and the Hashte that the Mordechai mentions. Because over there, the Chazok and the Hashte of the Melamed, of Pkiyas, now the Melamed in the Mordechai's case. So the Melamed knows, he's a Lama. So it's not opposed by Chazok and Kineget. Mashiach can hear, so now the Melamed, the Sheikh doesn't know. But a year ago, when he received Kabbalah, the Sheikh knew. So in other words, so how do we know that we can rely on Chazok and the Hashte, even though it is opposed to Chazok and the Mikore of Kies of the Sheikh, of Yedias of the Sheikh. So, but over there, the Chazok and the Hashte, the Cheskas Yedias of the Melamed is not opposed by any chazok in the mikore kineged. So he says no. So he says, ve'ein leima ashan ochet anon yadinon, shal koponim pa'amachas yoda kichinot okabole, ze'inei, do'osam bilwamid na'me poshet, dimitchilo liyoda, do'linil ba'yidiyam mibet nimei, va'viloche azlinon bosa hasht. So that words over there too, there is two conflicting chazokes. Now he knows. So there is a chazok in the hashte, from the point of view of a chazok in the hashte, of Yediyah, of the Melamed. So we have to know that a year ago when he started to teach the Balabai's son, he also knew. But there is a chazok in the Mikore, that let's say the Melamed is 30 years old. So in other words, he was born 30 years ago. So 30 years ago, he had a chazok in the Mikore, status quo of not knowing, he didn't know anything when he was born. Of course, this is a very weak argument, because over there, no normal person remains in the status quo as far as knowledge is concerned, that he had at the time he emerged with Bet Nimei. So Mimele, we cannot say that this Chazoke of knowing, of knowledge, of idea, of the Melamed now is in conflict with the Chazok and the Mikore that the Melamed had 30 years before he was born. Because this is more than Chazok and Asriel Ishtanis. Chazok, this is more, the Chazok and the Mikore of not knowing anything is more than Chazok and Asriel Ishtanis. This is the universal rule. I mean, a child when it's born doesn't know a thing, and then it progresses and requires knowledge. So how can we consider this Hazoke de Hashter, the idea of the Melamed, to be in conflict with Hazoke Mikore of ignorance of the Melamed when he was a Deo? I mean, it's more than Hazoke Asriyurishtanis. I mean, this is the universal principle. In order to remain in that status quo, so then the Melamed had to be retarded, I mean, in order to remain in the status quo of not acquiring any knowledge. Mashenkin here, so there is no universal rule that the Sheikhet has to forget. If the Sheikhet knew all the dinim of Shchite a year ago, so is there a universal rule that he has to forget? So I mean, the Sheikhet, this is a very weak point. I mean, it's even a pellet on the task that he mentioned. All right, Vanans. So he says, the Hosam Mamet Name Poshu, the Mitchila Yoda, the Linil the Hayidia Mibet Nime, Vafil Hoche Azlinon, Bosahash. So of course, I mean the Taz wouldn't have mentioned it in regard to ideas in certain things that everyone acquires, but the Taz mentions it in regard to ideas at all, because not everyone, as he grows up, acquires ideas at all. I mean, in today's context, it would be more reasonable than in the days of the Taz. In the days of the Taz, on the days of the Mordechai. In the days of the Mordechai, so most Jewish, the overwhelming majority of Jewish children study Torah. I mean, so it is a big pele, I mean, that he equates the conflict between the two Chazokes in connection with the Sheikhet, who had the Chazoket Mikore that a year ago he knew, and the case of the mother. All right, so it's a pal. Then he says, "Vanan kamer kavon the plikos am nusin zeyne or veilei machshane hos di posa kamor de chaykir am nus di svirli das lino posa hashte li maton shchimera vanan kamer kavon di plikos am rab nusin." So maybe the Mordechai. So over there, now the Mordechai over there paskens like Rav Nosson. That is obvious that the Mordechai paskens like Rav Nosson. The Mordechai paskens like Rav Nosson because there are other Rishonim who pasken like Rav Nosson. Most Rishonim pasken like Rav Yaakov. In other words, that we do not rely on the fair, on Hashti, in order to be made Simon. Most Rishonim they pasken like Rav Yaakov. But the Mordechai paskens there like Rav Nosson, because according to Rav Yaakov, so he couldn't rely on the fact that the Melamed is now a Lamdan, that the year before he was also a Lamdan. Over there, so the Rabbonon, Rav Yaakov, the Rabbonon of Rav Nosson, they say that even though he is a Bori now, he still couldn't, so Rabbi Yaakov says, the Mikabel still could not be Meitzi, from the Neisei, because I'm Meitzi B'chaveri all over I. So the Mordechai paskens, like Rav Nosson, but all the other Rishonim, I mean the Rambam, the Rid, the Rashbam, Daf Kuf Nun Dalet, the Rabbasre also paskens like Rav Nosson. But most Rishonim pasken like Rav Yaakov, like the Rabbonon, and so the Meile vein leima shanu also in posek amod like Rav Nosson. This will last me was a hashtu matan eshrimra. Vanon kamu in Rabbonon de pligo sa Rav Nosson. Zeinei, the pligo also may no chanami, we don't pasken like the Mordechai here. The Mordechai pasken like Rav Nosson. Why? Because we pasken like Rabbi Yaakov, that even though Chazoket Dehashti is a principle, something that you can rely upon, but it is not so effective as to prevail, as to be made to moment. So in other words, Cheskes Momen is more effective. We see that in Hilchit Momen Acharov, so even though we rely on Rov in Kolatere Kule, but its Rov is not sufficiently strong to be made to moment. So Chazok the Hashte, the Taz says, is not sufficiently strong to be made to moment. But when it's a question of being made to moment, but Liyiseh, Chazok the Hashte is certainly strong enough. Zeinli, please go some this Vila Meitzim Chabir Lovarayu. Im King Kolshkin Khan, Bisofi Kiseh, the Azmino Lechumre. So even if we is some Mele, true that we have a conflict between two Chazokis, the Chazoke the Hashte of ignorance of the Sheikhet, and Chazoke the Mikore of Yidias, of Kies of the Sheikhet. So, but Zweke the Reise Lechumre. In other words, so we see, so Val Kovachimrani, Afki Dovose Nifta Big Daily, Shebalagude Postle Heter, Viramom Mivie, in Istayim Biktanin Kobeini Mahmasakai Shebera. So the whole Taz assumes that there is such a principle as Chazokedash, but that's not such a Dova Posh. That's not such a double portion, that there is such a thing as Chazoke d'Hashte. Now, the mocker of Chazoke d'Hashte is the Gemara in Kedush, Tafaites. The Traf says, Hari Begios Lefane, but the Besiosef, there in Simon Lamedzayim Nebenezer, mentions in the name of the Ramah, that when does Rav say, Kicho Vio Biderech, Vi Kicho Atzmo Viya, Vari Begres, Rav Omar Ari Begres Lifoneinu, Ari Begres Lifoneinu, that is only if the woman herself, that is a Begres Lifoneinu, says, a time is boring, she says, I was bathing myself early in the morning, and I saw that I had all the Simone Bagos, because there are certain Simone Bagos. So, but if she did not say that she was bedecking herself early in the morning, the day when the 6 months expire, and determine that she is the bakeress, so then Rav wouldn't say that she is Bekas Lefoneinu, she doesn't require a get from the man who gave Kedushin to the father for her. So in other words, this is the Shita of the Ramah. So according to the Ramah, so there is no halocha of Chazok in the Hashte. There is no halocha of Chazok in the Hashte, because if there had been a halocha of Chazok in the Hashte, that we can rely on it, so then even without the woman saying that she was bedecking herself early in the morning of that day and found out that she had the Simone Bagos. Now, what about the Gemore, the machlekes between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Nosson? So Rabbi Nosson says in Boreu, so all of Lohoveraye, all of Lo Haveraye. So in other words, so we say, since he is Ibori now, so then, the Mikabel Matone can be made from him all the Nechosi. Why? Because of Chazok in the Hashte. So we see from here that there is a Chazok in the Hashte, that there is a Chazok in the Hashte. So the Ramah would say that when does Rav Nosson say in Bori all of Lehobi Raya, all of our Raya? In other words, the Mikabel Matone is also saying the time is Bori. So in other words, the Mikabel Matone, come to Bezdin and they want to recover all the Nechosim, and they have the Shtar, that they are the Donis
the recipients of all the nechosim, of all the nechosim. And he says, the Nesim, so says that he was Ishchivmra, that he was Ishchivmra. And since he didn't die and he is on the verge of recovering from his illness, so Memele it's a tois mekach, it's bitois. So Reb Nosson says, in Boriu, all of Lohobe Raye, because he's staying in Tainis Bori, and the Mikabli Matone, they say, they know that he was a Bori at that time. So it's Nemones of Taino of Baldovo, and it is corroborated by the Chazok of the Hashem. So in other words, he says the Nisei say claims that he was a Shrimra. And he only gave that matone because he was sure that he's going to die in a minute. But now that he's on the verge of recovery, some male itzitoy is mekach. So itzitoy is the matone. And the Mekabli matone say, no. We know that you, at that time, you already had recovered. You're already on the verge of recovery. So, Mimele, it's not Itois Mekach. So the Gemara says, so Reb Nosson says, Imbori you all over Raye, and the Gemara try to say that Reb Nosson agrees with Rav, and Reb Yaakov agrees with Shmuel. So, it's only because there is a tainis bori, and here it's a question in the moment, so in Baldovo, it's like all tainis that the Baldovo is nemon. So here too, but without the tainis, so we don't rely on Chazok de Hash, according to Rama. So in Mele, the whole raya of the Taz, according to Rama, there is no raya. But apparently, so the Taz assumed, not like the Rama. There are a number of Rishonim who agree with the Rama. So that's why he mentioned the Raya from the Mordechai. Alright. Now, and the Mordechai also mentions this in connection with the case where there is a tiny. Bimlamichi Istanbul Abai Similin as they say. And what is the Mordechai? And he didn't test him. Now, and the Mlamet has been teaching the son of the Balabais for a year. Now the Balabais tested the Mlamet. And it turns out the Mlamet is a Lamet and is a Boki, he knows. But, so here again we have a tiny boy. So that does not establish the principle that we can rely on Chazok et Hashdi by itself. Because over there is a tiny boy, so it's an union of mnemones. All right. Now the next task. Mistapik v'shev. B'mordechai b'yatam do chachomim name misabtelu kamen mile b'hilcha shrit v'chosu. So why is mishiyedim b'shev yidei hilcha shrit? אפילו שוחד לפנינו דלה והי פעמי, שחיתה הגונו, ורויו, ושוחד ההקים בינו ונעצר, שחיתו זה פסולו, אפילו שואל לי עשיסו כך וכך, ותכשו שהוא עושה. לא, אני מסער, לא. אין צורו שידע כל חלוקי הדיני, אלו ימי מרלדו בזה או יסי מסתפיק ושאל, קרינם בישפי ידי עד שאין מרלו עושה מותר. סובימוד החלבי הטעם, do chachomim name misabtelu kamen mile bilcha shchite. Because b'agoy ismaimen et peridal bilcha shchite she'akuponim tzoro she'ida she'shi es mistav she'zeh rov. So in other words, if we are going to say, to assume, that to know bilcha shchite ne'sheichet has to know bilcha shchite so well that he shouldn't even have any shyness in bilcha shchite, then no one will be able to be sheichet, because even the greatest chachomim sometimes have sveikis. So as long as he knows how to paskin in the most frequent questions that occur, so then he's considered as a mumin. Alright. Boralish is shechatiti yov. Oh, so he says that if we know that he doesn't do l'chashchite, so even though he says he knows that he shecht well, so and even we ask him certain questions, did you do this, did you do that, and he answers it, so still the shri we cannot rely, because since he doesn't know l'chashchite, so he wasn't alerted to the necessary things that have to take place in order that the shechita should be a shechita. Pir shachas shalom adim akim v'atam dechol milzel lecham yaladin shalav adai. Mi sheyedim bei sheyidei el cheshechita yichelim litin leilishchit im achir remid al gabo uvilvat sheyirei se mitchila shechita ve'atzeiv. Atzeiv. So ichochel oze miditnan loshin di'evet. Maslis Mechashir Kotten, Vachir and Rei. Shmamino, so it's in the Eved only in connection with the Chereshid Kotten. Shmamino, Bigotl Mutrafel Chathil Vachir and Rei. And usually, a Chereshid Kotten are not being Lechashrit. So, and still, the Mishnah says that only in respect to Chereshid Kotten. So if Achir and Rei is only Chathil, we're not allowed to let him Shech. But a Godel in their situation that doesn't know Ilchashchite Bechot. Normally, Chereshid Mikotin doesn't know Ilchashchite. And so only by Chereshid Mikotin Chathil and not. So that means that by Godel, who doesn't know Ilchashchite, if it's Achir and Bagabov, so even Chathil he can share. Oh, V'yesh Machmiri, Sviron, so. The Machmirim who say that we're not allowed to let even a Godel shech, a Godel who doesn't know l'cheshchite, shech with achirin reini se'al dabo. So the question is, so why does the Mishnah mention it in connection with chashli v'kotten? So the answer is, v'yesh machmirim sviralon, d'l'gufi yitzlich, d'afilu b'chereshit v'kotten, yesh heter b'dei eved b'achirin reini. V'yoho adin Godel d'afki b'dei eved, v'tam l'ze. So why should it be also l'chatchila to let the Godel? Because sometimes the achirim in Bagavov might absent-mindedly look down or look away, and they wouldn't see every moment of the shchite, and then it might become nisnabet. So because of that, we are not allowed l'chatchila to let someone who doesn't know shchite even with achirim in Bagavov the shach. Tam zem shene. Im ovu gdoyo vitam negelo. Oy shenignevu umotzom shchutim karohu bimok yishreel yisroel mitzuyin. Vigam rin gam ve yisroel. Mutor. In other words, that's a machlek between Rav Yude and Rav Chanine, bnei shel Rav Yisai Aglili. And except for the Rambam, so all the Rishen in Pasch like Rav Chanine, likulet. Likulet. Im ovu gdoyo. Ein la actions. Ho posak bisimen samagimu, posak shenisal minayi, no seah. אפילו במוקים שכל המיכים והשוחטים בישראל. So the question is, it should be also on the basis of the special תקונס חכומים of בוסר שניסה למנעים. So that's no question. Why the cause of שום ביש סיממותה? ואוכם איירי גם כן מזה. In other words, that is, when do we say בוסר שניסה למנעים? If, let's say, somebody left Boso near his house in the street, he left it, and then in the bag, and he has no semen and earmarks to identify that this is the bag with meat that he left before. So there is a special takones chachomim of Boso shenisal minayin, even if there is no choshe, maybe an akum, you know, exchanged it, was machlifet with some other meat that is nevel. So even if all the inhabitants, all the residents of the city are Israel, so It's still osar because of his special takot. Why were the Chachomim gezeira? Because of a gezeira, maybe an erev, a raven would take it away. So there is a special takot. So, but it's only if he doesn't have any simonim, any earmarks in the bag of meat. But if he has a simon, he can identify it, recognize that this is the bag with meat that he left there in the street near his house. So then there is no shayla. Voche, dokos avshom b'yesh simen mute, avoche mayre gamke mize. In other words, he had gdoyim vitali gelim alive. And then he lost them. Then he found them shchutim, but he can recognize them. There is a simen. But the only thing is, when he left them, they were still alive. Now they are slaughtered. So someone did it. So if Rov are Israeli, so Mimele, we assume that it was Nishirat properly. The answer is there is a machlokes in Gemara in Chum, where the posa shen nisal min ayin is osam in Rabbanan or not. So the two paskins, like the mandormar, the posa shen nisal min ayin is muter. So what's the rule of ayin muter? Vatud nok la mitzvah bim shurik ro ma shafu bim shul achid muter mitam yiush, hayne she ozlo itamei bisimen sama gimu, di maskones orosh ki rashbam, ul di day, ein iser al berevi vdik chobim. In other words, he doesn't pasken like the Mandoma, that there is an Issa Rabbonon of Bosa Shin Salman Ayin, because of Ichshoshe, maybe Eovin switched it around. So the only Ichshoshe is if you left, let's say, meat in the street, and then you found, or if you found meat in the street, not left. So the only choshing is maybe it's an akums. So it's only osar if reiv in chovin, but if reiv is royal, so then it's muter. L'day in isar reiv in chovin, which costs mishuas mishmorosh, v'chos v'atei says, the af she nechshad, al gneive, lui nechshad al nevele. Now that words, it's nignivu. So we should say, since Iganev was Eivir on the Easter of Lisignevu, maybe he was Eivir on the Easter of Nevele too. Maybe he tried to be Eivir on the Easter of Nevele too. So Choshit al Nevele, loy Choshit al Nevele. Loy Choshit al Nevele. I mean, and how about the Rambam Shite? So the Rambam happens to pasken like Rabbi Yehuda, so that's something else. I mean, not because of this. So the machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Hanine is something else. So how would the Rambam explain Rabbi Hanine? But it was either another Averes, and here all we know that somebody stole. Do we know that he is a professional Ganev? It might have been his first experience in Neve. So Mimele, even though the one who took it, it was certainly even this Neve, but Choshed Neve, so he's not Choshed Neve. בין שמוצם בשוק, בין שמוצם באשפו שבבית, אבל מוצם באשפו שבשוק, אסור. מירי חומי זה על כוס הבדהי אשפו, פירושי כהי, אשפו פירושי, in other words, כהי בחשמיש בצימן ריש חוף, סיפטה זבוב, מוכר עשה אשפו, מוכר זיבלו. ופירש חשבם בגמורת האשפו הוא מוקים אומו גימו. או יגבי הגימו, שרוג ליטין שום זבע. ועל כל כך, כוסף קעד, וגם כאן, כלשהו כוחס מגימול תווחים, לא ימיקרה אשפה בשום. It's very strange, I mean the application. Of there it's in חשבישפה. So there is a loche, מוחה, רסה אשפה, מוחה זיבו. So the Gemara says, אשפה is מוקים עומר גימול. There it's a question in the Loshon Neyodom, in the practice of people. When they say in the Loshon Neyodom, when they say Ashpo, so they mean Mokim Omegimu, because Mokim Omegimu. They don't mean any other Ashpo. Mashenkin here it's because people wouldn't, in other words, people don't like to throw away Eichlim and the but if they throw away in the ashpo, so that means it must have been Avela. Because if it hadn't been Avela, how would the person throw away meat? So obviously it's an Avela. So even if it's not, even if it is thrown away in the ashpo shebishuk, that is not three tvochim deep in a special place that was made, you know, for ashpo. But if he threw it away among all the unclean things, so it's a raya that it must have been Avela. It has nothing to do with the Loshon Neyodom. Ulan izdait in here the davke hosom li mechire shechayv litnei kol hazeva. Tomit, ze davke mokim choshev tomi lashpo. Ma she inkin kan li ashlochas nevelo lifisho. So people throw away a lifisho. Even in a place that is not prepared constantly for Asher. All right. Chereshin shemeya v'ni medabim v'sheitesh ani shehuyeitzi yechidi b'laylo mikartzusei olam v'zakvores oim avet mashineisen lei afilu b'achas me'elu imei seisom derachshus rabbi makshim bitur lomo hutzrach lazeh. Hokvokosav, oi bicholchad minai. Now let's see the Loshon HaTov. Loshon HaTov is Chereshin Shemeya Ben Midaber Vesheita Yitz Yechidi Balaylo Mikarakstus Elom Bisakvores Oy Meabit Mashe Neisn Lei Afilu Ba'achas Me'elu Im Eisei Sei Derach Shtus Nikro Sheide. So the Loshon HaTov is he says Oy Chereshin Shemeya Ben Midaber ושאיתה היית צריך לבלי לו, אוי מקרקסוסי, אוי לא מסקבורס, אוי מעבד מה שנעשה לי. Now, אוי is a term that separates. אוי. Or this, or that, I mean. So ממילא, so the רבי מקשיב איתו, לא מהוצלח לזה, הוא כבר כוסף אוי בכל חד מנאי. So why does he say, אפילו באחס מהיו? He says, אוי מקרקסוסי, Oy lom beisakvores, oy meabed mashneisn lei. So what does that mean? The fact that each item is preceded by the term oy, or this conjunction is indicative of a single thing, of separate items. So why does he have to say afilu beachas meil? So it's superfluous for him to say oy beachas meil. That's his kash. Rabbi makshim bitur. Rabbi Max mit dem Lomo Hutz auf was er hat vor Kosav oi bichol chad menai und mit der Kach nicht nicht so mit der Hutz im Trug will ihn ihre Dein kann kushe klar die oi Kosav hach afilu hava afilu bachas menai hava amine die hote Kosav im Eise der Stoos lui koe rak al hach de kedem the Heimishu Ma'abit Mashinais Nimre. In other words, because the order is as follows. In other words, he says, Yeti Chid Belailo, Oi Mikarak Susei, Oi Lombi Bisakvores, Oi Mi'abit Mashinais Nimre, Afil Bachas Meir. So the Mechaber also has the same thing. Afil Bachas Meir. So if he didn't say Afil Bachas Meir, so then, so he says, the whole because of hachafilu, have a minute, the whole because of him, eise, derech shtus, suppose he would say, yeitzi yechidu balaylo, oi mikarak susei, oi lom besakvores, oi maad machin eisenlei, im eise isem derech shtus. And he didn't mention afilu bachas meilu. So then I would say that the expression he may say some derech shtus modifies only the last item. Ma'abit mashinaisnim. Then he's a shaitan. Ma'abit mashinaisnim. So he's a shaitan only if he does a derech shtus. Mashinkin in regard to the other items. Lom bebeis akvores mikarak susei. So even if he doesn't seem to do a derech shtus, so he is still considered a sheik. Vilini radein kan kushik, while dealing because of hachafilu, have a minute, or because of meisid arashtus, loikoye rak al har dikidem lei. Da'ayni shumar it mashin eitzen lei. Dibozeh b'inon sheyasenu davke derashtus. Avo b'hanoch, dikidmu afilu yodanu sheyse isom derashtus. So in other words, because there is a good reason. I mean, you see, there is psychological insight in that. You see, When as far as Me'abit Mashinais Nilei, so a person absent-mindedly might throw out something. If he's abstracted in his thoughts, he doesn't have to be crazy. He might be very, very rational. But if he's very abstracted in his thoughts, he might absent-mindedly even throw out let's say $1,000 bills, if he has it in his pocket. Because when a person is abstracted in his thoughts, then sometimes, absent-mindedly, he might take out a dollar bill and start playing with it, and then he might throw it away. So, if he has in his pockets dollar bills, he'll do it with dollar bills. If he has in his pockets $1,000 bills, he might do it with $1,000 bills, absent-mindedly. So, mainly one could say, if the Torah did not say afilu b'achas meilu, so then, and immediately after that, he says, he may say some derech shtus, so I would say, only in regard to this kind of symptom of me'abit, after all these are only symptoms of insanity. It's not that this makes a person insane. It's symptoms of insanity. So if the Torah did not say afilu b'achas meilu, and he would, even though he says oi, but then the expression he may say would follow immediately upon the item of me'abit mashinais nilei, then I would be disposed to assume that this prerequisite of eisesem derech shtus applies only to the item, to the symptom of me'abit mashinais nilei. So there, we have to see that he does a derech shtus. And otherwise, we should anticipate the possibility, maybe he's doing it absent-mindedly. Masha'in came in regard to Mikaras Ksusei, oi lombi veisakvores. So there, why do we have to submit proof that he does a derech shtus? Normally, if he does something like that, the Karek Susei, so he's crazy, he's off his mind. It's not something a person is not likely to be Mikarek Susei out of absent-mindedness. A person is likely to throw away his money out of absent-mindedness without any insanity. But a person is not so likely to be Mikarek Susei or to be Lombi Bisakvores. And as a matter of fact, it is a big chiddush. Yeah, I myself would say that as far as the symptom of me'abit mashinais nilei, so then it has to be established that he does it machmashtus, Because otherwise, maybe he does it out of absent-mindedness. Mashen came in connection with Mikara es Ksusei. Mikara es Ksusei. So, why should we prove that he does it machmashtus? I mean, one who is not ishete is not likely to be mikares ksusei. One is certainly not likely to be mikares ksusei out of absent-mindedness. And if somebody is abstracted in his thoughts, so he's going to tear his garment. So it's a big chiddush. So what's the reason? How can it be explained? How can I explain? True, one is not likely to be mikares ksusei out of absent-mindedness, but the person is likely to be mikares ksusei out of grief and out of anger. You know, sometimes people who have a big temper and who are very angry in a very bad mood, they might start without being insane. They might start tearing their bgodim out of anger. Shiva Kirin Bahamose. So it can be Mikara Tsuse also Bahamose. And Yeitze Yechidi Balailo might happen to a person who is abstracted in his thoughts. The Gemara in Chagiga mentions it. Sometimes a person wants to ponder upon something and he wants to be alone. So where there are no people and there is no light, so then he can ponder. So the chiddush is that even with regard to the other symptoms of insanity, it, in order to be declared, to be determined as a sheitek, so we must prove that he does it al-shlus, not out of absent-mindedness, not out of anger, not out of grief. You see? So this is what he says. That this prerequisite of haste is der shtus applies to each other, and that's a big chiddush. So, in other words, because I mean, you see how the Taz counted Asius words in the two. So he says, if the whole purpose. Now there is a klal leilom ilami don tal mid washing tzor. So that's the reason as to why he has the kashe against the two. Why did he have to mention a superfluous expression? So the reason is, you know, we shouldn't make the mistake that he says some der shtus applies only to mikares to mavit mashenis nilei. But in order to avoid, to preclude this mistake, he could have said a in oise. So he says, "Lomoli kosav eise oison loshen rabim." The loshen of the Torah is. Singular. Now, the Mechaber, what's the Loshon? Mechaber, Imoise, Oison, plural. But the Torah's Loshon is Oise, Oiso, singular. So he says, Vein lehakshis. Vein lehakshis. Lomoli kosav, Eise, Oison, Loshon Rabbi, Vloitso, Ichlichte, Vafelbachas, man. Then it wouldn't be grammatically correct. Because since, I mean, this is true in English too, in every language, since you use a conjunction, so mimele, even though there are a number of items, but if you use a conjunction, either or, so then, So then you have to use the singular. So that's why he couldn't use the plural. Now the question is about the Mechaber. The Mechaber does say, he may say some derech shtus, so he uses the plural, and still he mentions the expression achas meil. So apparently the Taz didn't feel bound to explain, to be midayik so much in the Loshon of the Mechaber as he felt bound to be midayik in the Loshon of the Torah. All right. Now, v'kotni shem yedeya la'amin yodav lishchei, teimei salam lishchei l'chatchil af ha'achirim in l'gabeye, v'imshoch t'shutosom k'sheiro, im achirim in l'gabeye, v'imei ischim lohem l'chatchil lishchei k'sheachirim in l'gabeye, afilu im reitzim l'hachir l'klovim. Now, this is the chidesh of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, Tav Beis, so mentions that, chidesh. All right. Nira dize ma'ira afilu im mumchim, Alright, now. V'makoten yedeya la'amin yodov. Imachir imeimdim al gabov sheichet l'chatchile u'muta le'echel mishritosi. Muta le'echel mishritosi. Ozu li'tayim. Dihuk shalei bibesiosi al mashikosef arosh v'zeo li'sheinim. V'koten, I mean, there's the loshen of the rosh. We cotton the maslissen shein sheikhet lechatchile afilu bikot laim et lagabo. Haine bikotni shelo yigia lechinuch. Shelo yigia lechinuch. Vechinuch de shchite, vechinuch de shchite haine she yideya laamen yodov. Avul bikotni mumche, ve yideya laamen yodov, sheikhet lechatchile bikot laim et lagabo. Kedis a perek luv hagozo. That's at the end of perek luv hagozo. Mama is the last piece in the last piece of Gemara in Lulav Hagozo. So the Gemara says, Kotten Mumche, the Kotten Sheigia Lechinuch, so Yisheichet. Av Kotten Mumche, the Yedea Laham Yodov, Sheichet Lechatchile, the Kotten Lehmed Lagabo. Kedis Eperik Lulav Hagozo. Kotten Yedea Lishchet, Muta Lechel Bishchitose. So the Loshen of the Braise over there in Lulav Hagozo is, Muta Lechel Bishchitose. But the Rosh is midaik that muter means even l'chatchil. V'losh muter hu af l'chatchil, atkan l'shem. So in other words, so what does the Rosh say? That a cotton that is yedei alaminis yodov, so we can let him shech l'chatchil if achirim arim dimogabo. Now, in other words, here the Mishnah says that kulim sheshochtu v'achirim reini son shkosek sheiro. So it's only the eved kosher, but l'chatchil we shouldn't let him shech. There, the price says that we can let him shech by Kotlin Lagabov. So the Rosh says, it all depends. If the cotton is in the Yedea Laminis Yodov, so then we're not allowed to let him shech lechatchile, even with Kotlin Lagabov. But if he's Yedea Laminis Yodov, then we are allowed to let him shech lechatchile with Kotlin Lagabov. V'hug shel bis Yosef. Dimitchilo lihikpit rakayim in yodai. So first he says, v'kotten dimaslisin shein sheikh b'chatchilaf kotten mitagabov haini b'kotten sheli higia lechinuch v'chinuch dishritani sheyedea laminis yodov. So all that he emphasized was imun yodai. Then he says, "Mitchil liklag v'nidaim uvisayif." He says, "Avol bikot mumche v'yedei lamin yodov." So he mentions two prerequisites. First, he mentions only one prerequisite, and imun yodaim. And then he mentions two prerequisites: imun yodaim, and mumche. Imun yodaim means he knows the art of shchiti, and mumche means he knows hilcha shchiti. It's two. Two separate things. So there is a variance in the lotion of the Rosh. V'ukshlo b'shiosim mitchil lehik b'trakayim yitayim shichitz tam tartayim umumche. V'yele, di be'emez b'imun sagin lichatchile. U'viseiv dinokat gam mumche. Huli di yuki. So in other words, so why does he mention that that Mumche so to imply Lidiyuke. He says Vichulo, but the Bis Yosef says there to imply that even if he has both, Imun Yodai, he knows the art, he is versed in the art of Shrite, in the act of Shrite, and he is also well versed in the theoret, in the theoretical aspect of Shrite, in all the dinim of Shrite. So still lechatchile, we should not. So we should not let him lechatchile shecht without godly milakam. That's why he says, "Avol bikot mumche v'yedei l'amin yodov sheichet lechatchile bikot leimid al gabov." Only if God leimid al gabov. But if God is not leimid al gabov, even though the cotton is a big lump in the shrite, and he is well versed in the art of shrite, so we shouldn't let him shecht without God leimid al gabov. So that's the reason as to why he mentions both qualifications. Imun Yodai and Mumche to advise us that even though he is both, he is Maminis Yodov and the Mumche, so without the Godlein Tal Gabov, we cannot let him shecht. That who in the UK to imply this, V'chein Dvorovkan, V'hu Tamua, Doratur Shekosaf Ribuse, the Yishrit Lechatchile lo yiti rak bitavai. So in other words, so according to the Bes Yosef, the Rosh and the Tur, they are both matir to give a kotu who is just Yidea le'amin esyodov to shecht lechatchile with the God le'milogam. According to this Yosef's pshat in the Rosh and the Tur, so if the kot is a yedei l'amnes yodov, even though we didn't test him, and we don't know whether he's a mumche, we just know that he's yedei l'amnes yodov. He is well versed in the art of shri. And about mumche we don't know. So according to the Bes Yosef's pshat in the Rosh and the Tur, we are allowed to let him shecht lechatchile with God le'milogam. And the Taz is chelik and Bes Yosef, because from the Losh of the Rosh, it's mashma b'feiresh that we are only allowed to let a kotni shecht with the God leimit al gabov if we determine both things. First of all, that is yedei l'amnes yodov, and that is mumche. But if we just determine that is yedei l'amnes yodov, and we did not as yet determine that is mumche, we are not allowed to let him shecht lechatchile even with the God leimit al gabov, because the Rosh says, Avo bikot mumche v'yedei l'amnes yodov shecht lechatchile. So he emphasizes kot mumche v'yedei l'amnes yodov shecht lechatchile. Not if it's just yedei l'amnes yodov, not mumche. V'yutamua do atur shekosav ribuse v'yedgish et lechatchile hitrag mitavai v'nirlei. So he explains the Rosh differently. I mean, it's the lotion of the Rosh is much better according to the Taz explanation. V'nirali do Rosh ukshalei ahid isuke shoma b'yedei alishchet muter lechatchile b'achirim lo gamov v'cham masdis nakel shochtim d'mayre gamke mumchim k'disa b'gmore hakel mumchim shochtim v'afilo chelo imam achirim rag b'deyevet. So because according to one okimte of Rabbine, so the Mishnah is referenced to mumchim hakel mumchim shochtim, and in the same context, so the Mishnah concludes v'chulon she'shochtu only the eved achar she'in kotten. So that means the achar she'in kotten, even though they have all the qualifications of mumchim, so lechatchile they cannot shech. And there the Gemara in Sukkah says at the end of Vagozul yidei alishchet. So then it's muter, and the Rosh says it means even lechatchile. So there is a stira. So the Teretz is the Gemara in Chum, the Mishnah in Chum, that implies that even if Kotni Mumche lechatchile not has reference to a cotton a mumche that is just one, doesn't have both qualifications. So then l'chatchilenat, mashenkin, if he has both qualifications, mumche and im yodayim, then he can shech l'chatchile with achir im nogam. Or bavlor, v'tiras d'hach cotton maslis nafu b'shumumche mikom mokim in humem yodayim. אבל היד יסוקה מהיה מתהוויה ומנו מומחה והוכה אפילו לחתחיל למותה באחרים ראי כן נראה לפושע וביטור יש לתארץ דמתחיל לקומה של לחתחיל לא ישרי בנאומן אף על פי שהוא מומחה וביסי בקומה שלון אפילו ביטלת לתבוסה עושה לחתחיל בלוי אחר כן נראה לפושע וכן אלו מרחו מזל הלוח אורי מה תסיף תסבור Avo, so the Mechaba says, "V'machkot miyodeya la'am yodov imachir min lo agabov sheichet lechatchile." Sheichet lechatchile. So in other words, the Mechaba passed like that. So that means the Taz is chelik, because the Mechaba passed his own shite in the Bes Yosef. In other words, that if achir min lo agabov, so even if the cotton just showed the qualification of Yedei Lamanis Yodov, even though he did not show that he's a Boki in Lechashchite, so we can let him Shech Lechatchile with Achir and Lechabov. But according to Taz is Chilik on this thing. When the Mechava says, V'makot Yedei Lamanis Yodov in Achir and Lechabov Shech Lechatchile. U'muteh le'echel m'shutose, avol imshoch ha'beini levin atzmei, shchitose psulo, afal pi, שידי ההלכה שחידי. So, the Ramod is a goyis ashri. אין the Rajbo. אין the Irzawa. So, the Ramod paskens that even a cotton that is ידי על המנס יודו. אין the מומחה. But if he shoch הבין לבין עצמי, so שחיתוסי is פסול even the אבד. But the Rosh Shitty is not like that. The Rosh is חלק. And the Rosh Shitty is that if he cotton is Yedei Lames Yodov and is a mumche, so then, even though lechatchila we are not allowed to let him shech, but the Eved Shechitos is Ksheiro, even without Achir Min Lagabov. Not like the Rashi, the Rosh Shiti. And the Ramot Paskos like the Rashi, but not like the Rosh. Aval pi sheyedei ilche shechit. Bitur kosa, diim hoyo mumche, diim hoyo mumche, viumen biyad kosha de Eved lo yachir. That the shit is a Rosh. But the Mechaba doesn't pass like the Rosh in the Torah. Kosha de Eved, Belo Yachir, Vikosha, Vilomo Yie Kot Nemon Lashri. So Yie Sikashi, the Taz, Sikashi, against the Rosh in the Torah. The shit of the Rosh in the Torah is the thief, the cotton, was Sheikhit by himself. Without Achir and Milagab. And his idea, Il Cheshchite, his idea, Lam Nesyodov. And his idea, Il Cheshchite, so it's Kosha Deved. Even though he's as Bein Levin Atzmei, that means that the cotton is trusted. The cotton is Nemon. So, but we see that the cotton has no Nemones. In other words, whether the question is, does the Aloche of Idechot Nemon be Yisurin apply to the cotton? So from the Rosh and the Torah, it's mashma that it does apply to a cotton. He says, "Maishne, ma'hidi simen kufches if you dalet im amidin cotton al tvilas keilin v'nirli tareitz dim lo yida shenasa hechsha klau el al pidivriya cotton im amidim avu kan sheneida shenishchat dar yishochot lefonecho elu sheyishlochut shemu yishochat shapir." אוי שמונוס מאחר שנידע לשחית הולי חשינו כי שהוא ידע ומומחה אמרינו מסתום הוא שוחד וישפ שוחד כי נראה ללידה סתו נגויז דה פיסלוי he explains it that it's mashma from certain rishenim that rov mitzuy nitzul shchite mumche mein. So in other words, that when the sheikh checks that when the sheikh checks, so So then it is on the basis we don't even have to resort to the mnemonis of Idechon and Miso. Because on the basis of Rov Mitzuin Zilshritim Mumchinein, so we can assume that he was shechet properly. We don't have to resort to any mnemonis. So the reason as to why we trust the shechet is not because every time a shechet shechts and then he gives us back the behemoth, so in effect he testified that he was shechet properly, because that's what it means. It doesn't make any difference whether he the testimony is uttered with his lips or with his hands. So if we give a chicken to a shechet, to shech, and then he shechts it, and then he gives it back to us. So when he gives it back to us, so it amounts to a agode, to a silent agode, to a silent testimony that he was shechet properly. So that's why we trust him, because it echoed the miso. The Beis Halevi says, this is true, that it could be on the basis of idechot the miso, but we don't have to resort to idechot the miso. In other words, since there is aloche, we know that he was shechet, but we didn't see how he was shechet. So on the basis of Rav Mitzuyin, it's a shechitem mumchinei, so we presume that he was shechet properly. We don't have to resort to any mnemonis on the part of the shechet. So Mimele he says, of course, but if we didn't establish that the cotton is a mumche and a numen yad, so then we cannot apply in respect to a cotton Rav Mitzuyin Zilshritim Mumchinei, because only an adult wouldn't have the audacity of shechting a behemoth if he didn't know Ilchashritim, if he didn't know in his own mind that he knows Ilchashritim. But vis-a-vis a cotton, so a cotton could have the audacity to shecht, even though he knows that he doesn't know the Shechit. Masha'inkei, if we established first that he knows the Shechit, and that he knows the art of Shechit, so then we can apply the Rov Mitzuyin Itzel Shechit Mumchimein Ligami Kotten as well. So this is what the Taz says. Now the Beis Halevi says that Pshat the Taz. ונראה לתארץ, ואם לא נדע שנעשה הרחש הכלל, אלא על פי דברי הקוטן, אם אמין אליי, אבל כאן שנדע שנשחת, תארי שוחד לפניך, אלא שיש לו חוש שמו לשוחד שפי, אוי שמו נוסן לאחר שנדע לשחית, הולו יחי שינון, כיוון שהוא ידע, הוא מומחה, אמרינו מסתום הוא שוחד, ושפי שוחד, for the same reason that we say, ריב מצוין של שחיתם מומחים מי. So vis-a-vis Godel, we don't even have to test him. But vis-a-vis cotton, if we don't test him, we cannot say, because a cotton could have the audacity of undertaking to shech, even though he doesn't know the shechet. But if we know that the shechet, this cotton, knows the shechet, so the question is, did he shechted in accordance with the dinim that he knows, or he was shechted not in accordance with the dinim he knows. So then we apply. So then, cotton and godly is the same. Once we know that the cotton knows el chashchite and gedel hanes yodov, so cotton and godly are the same, and we rely on roiv mitzvah and shechidim mumchimim. So in Meile, there is no kashe from Simen Kufres. Simen Kufres, there is a question of mnemonis. So he cotton has no mnemonis, even Isurim. Mashenkin here, it's not on the basis of mnemonis, it's on the basis of the Rov. Ken yeldazatu, shuv roisi kem mishmeres habayis, vizel sheni, avla ktanim acharifim, sheleikhim al yidei, now, avla ktanim acharifim, sheleikhim al yideyen, bosov yayin, shapedomi, din asuim likalki lohovi meisa, vein ze miderech hides, Elo Chazoki. In other words, the Rashba, even the Rashba. Now the Rashba is chelik on the Rosh. Now the Rambam passes like the Rashba, and the Rashba shita is that even if we know that a certain cotton is a numen yad and is a mumche, and if he was sheichet bin levinatzmei, so we cannot rely on him. Why? Now the Rashba could also agree The Rashba could also agree with the lumdis of the Beis Halevi, that whenever a sheikh the godel shechts, we don't even have to resort to the aloha of Yidechot Nem Biso. It's on the basis of Reiv Mitzuyin Eitzel Shchite, Reiv Mitzuyin Eitzel Shchite Mumchimein. Reiv Mitzuyin Eitzel Shchite Mumchimein. But that's only the Rashbos, that's only in regard to a godel. But in regard to a cotton, we cannot rely on that. Reiv Mitzuyin Eitzel Shchite Mumchimein. And that when he shechts properly. Mashein came in the case of where a cotton is used as a messenger. Suppose the Rashba says that you can send, let's say, a package of meat through a cotton. But how could you send through a cotton, but a cotton has no nemones? So the answer is, if the cotton is a cotton badas, the cotton badas, if the cotton, let's say, is a cotton, let's say, 3 years old, then you cannot use him as a messenger, because maybe an akum gave him something else and was machlif. But if he's a cotton that is already badas, an intelligent cotton, katanim acharifi, who do not let themselves be swayed by everyone in the street, so then we can use them as messengers. Even though they don't have nemones, it's not a question of nemones, it's a chazoke. So the same lomdes that the Rashba says in regard to using the cotton as a messenger, so the Rosh and the Tur say in regard to using the cotton as a sheichet, if we know that the cotton is yedei laminis yodov, and he knows the Cheshvite. In other words, it's not on the basis of Nemones, it's on the basis of Umdenes, of Rav Mitzuyin for Cheshvite Mumchit. Ve'ershom, avu b'shor poskim l'yisil ha'atira, d'yevet. So, ad kam l'shem. Ve'ershom, avu b'shor poskim l'yisil ha'atira, d'yevet, afilu b'mumche v'yid l'ami. Now, the shor poskim don't pask like the Rosh. All right. U'meri chomizal hechmir alison, ששלחין איפייס לשחית על ידי חובים ונסנו לסימן איזה דובו שיכתיב השיכת עולוף שהוא שיכתי ואומר שזה איסה מאחר שנחיסם על גוף הדובו כי אין על הבוסו או אל הסק. So the Bach criticizes those Jews who are accustomed to send, let's say, a package of meat with an enochi, with a goy, and then they give the goy a letter. They give the goy a letter, and they write that this piece of meat that he sent with the goy, so is all right. So the Bach criticizes them. He says, if you don't make any mark on the gufa, on the package itself, but you give him a letter. So how can you know that the goy wasn't machlif this package of meat with another package of meat that is nevele, and he kept the letter. He was machlif the meat, but he wasn't machlif the letter. So how can you be sure? So this is the Bach. So the Taz says, "Vanei mir, vaday hamach mir, tovil broche, avol in yidei isa bidavo, do de binon chesem al gufa boso." Who mishum shemon is chalif? Umayel asimen kishen al gufa boso. Vizein shayachkan, do maki roev shale. Vyeish biadem kichovim simen sheshochte yodem kosher. Im kei, mayisa yeish bedom. So, in other words, the Bach, so it seems that the Bach was machmir, even if the person to whom it is sent, so the Mikabel, recognizes though. He knows because it was his off while it was alive. And then he gave it to a sheikhet, and the sheikhet sheikhet, and then the sheikhet was sheikheted, and then he sent it back to the Israel, to the Bailim of that off. So the Bach criticizes him that. So the Taz says, in such a case, there is nothing wrong in doing it. Because after all, the Israel who is mikabel the off, he recognizes it as his. So he doesn't have to be afraid, maybe he was machlif with some other off. He recognized this is the off. But the question is, was this off nishvat properly or not? So Mele, if the Sheikhet sends with the Akum letter, so it's all right. וזין שאכן דמקרא יפשלי ויקרא כחובים סימן ששוחתי עוד עם כושר אם כמאי זה יש מדובר. So there is nothing wrong. So in other words, so the Taz is making. Why was the Bach machmir? That has to be explained. After all, I mean, if the Bach has reference to such a case where the Mikabe recognizes that it sees off and the only thing that he has to know is whether it was Nishcha properly. So if he gives him a letter, so what difference does it make whether it's what he wrote is on the package itself or a separate letter? But he recognizes it off, and then the letter states that this sheikhet was sheikhetet. So maybe it should be all right. Avol mikol mokein leison shekeisim lisimen tevas kosher. יש לוחש שמו יבית כחובים סייה תיב וזייס אחוב באשר הוא מוצו אלו צורך שיכתב סימן אחר שאיני מוצו כל כך לזייבי וכן רואי סיני יגי. In other words, if somebody sends a piece of meat and he writes on that piece of meat he writes kosher. So in other words, here he's discussing a case where the Mikabel doesn't recognize. It's a new piece of meat that the Sheikh had sent him. And he wrote, he marked on the piece of meat, he marked kosher. So let's say if he marked kosher, let's say in English, so then he cannot rely on it. Even though the Nochri had a letter from the Sheikh. Because the Nochi, the Goy himself, could write kosher. So maybe the Nochi took away that piece of meat on which the Sheikh had wrote kosher in English, and then he replaced it with another piece of meat, and on the other piece of meat, the Nochi wrote kosher. So why couldn't he write kosher? So maybe you couldn't rely on it. Says it. I'm coming to listen to the case of the Scottish Islach Shemal Kom Tiyati was a Sachon, Basha Motsu, Elotso Sheikh de Simon Achashin Motsu, Kokahli Zaife. In other words, if you have a certain code, or if you write it in Russian Kadesh, and he knows that the Goy doesn't know Russian Kadesh, so then it's all right. Umikomo came Hamachmir Tovel Vroch. In other words, so if somebody is Machmir like the Bach is Machmir even in the case where he recognizes the off. That there should be a simen, a mark, on the package itself. So he stopped all of Broche. Even though Alpidini is not Mechoyev to do it. The Shemo lo yeh heker yofi beif, shalei. Vayim b'simen samarveiz bin tanegile sheshulchu v'ishchir al v'chovim v'ishua al v'shir. Oran. V'yeish machmirim shal litin kabolo l'mi shehu poches ben yutche shono. Zehu b'mod chayim she milches rebe elod adoni. Because of the Hodl Kaimulin came, in other words, so what they say is that Yudche Shono is really the mental age of Yudche Shono. It's not the actual age, but it's the mental age of Yudche Shono. That is important. All right. Cheresh Hashemei Avinu Midaber Imu Mumumche Sheichet Afil Lechatchile Im Acher Mivorech. Because the Sheikhet is mute, but he's not there. So maybe somebody else can say the broche, Tzivon al Ashchito, and the Sheikhet will be eight, which was Shemei Akeid. Now, it's mashma It's mashma. I mean, from the Pashtus Haloshon, that that it's muter, even if the acher who is mivorech doesn't check himself. Even though the Bach tried to explain, to apply this din to a case where the acher who is mivorech is also shechet. In other words, Sheikhei, Shimon is a Sheikhei, and Reuven is a Sheikhei. Shimon is mute, Reuven is not mute. So the Bach says that when Mechaba says, Hashimeya avein midabeya, imu mumche, Sheikhei apilu chatrila imacha mevorech, so he has reference to the case where Reuven and Shimon are both shochet. And Reuven shechts one behime, and Shimon shechts another behime. Shimon is mute, Reuven is not mute. So Reuven has to say the bracha for himself because he also shechts a behemoth. So mele, he can be made see Shimon with the bracha. Who is mute? Who is mute? Mashen came if Reuven doesn't have to shecht himself and he just says the bracha to be made see Shimon, then he cannot do it. But the Pashtus Haloshon of the Mechaber is not mashma like that. It's mashma that even if Reuven doesn't have to shecht the bein himself, he still can say the bracha and be made zi shimen. Be made zi shimen. Imachem go. Bes Yosef b'shimarosh di yalif midaber v'nishemeya di lo yishrek lechatchile mitrumo. In other words, there are two dini. One dini is cheresh amdaber v'nishemeya. Lo yishrek. Mipnei shenishemeya bracha. So why? Because he cannot be mashmiya l'ozre. So where do we get this din? That did we get from the Mishnah in Truma? The Mishnah in Truma says that if somebody is midaber in Shemeya, he's not allowed l'chatchile to be mafrish Truma, because afroshes Truma requires a broche, and broche requires l'chatchile. If he's mitaber v'ini shemeya, so he cannot be mashmiya l'oznov. He cannot hear his own broche. He cannot hear his own broche. Bis Yosef shemorosh yalik mitaber v'ini shemeya, v'ishrat chile mitrumo. V'ikshe bis Yosef, mo nefshechet.